We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Be Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live out at Commanders Training Camp, Ashburn, Virginia. All our Commanders Training Camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. You know what I could go for right now, B?
What's that?
A tent. I've explained, I'm driving a loner, and I didn't know what I would end up getting, so I didn't want to have too much stuff.
It's warm out here. Have that much stuff where you can't put in the trunk of any car, right?
Yeah, but the new tent's a little bit bigger, and I was kind of scrambling this morning. There's a lot going on. So I don't have my tent with me, and it's cooking. But good news, at least for me personally, is the Nats have a day game today. Shout out to the Drink More Water guy. What up? The Nats have a day game today, and Nats coverage starts in about a half hour. So at least I won't be cooking out here all the way till 2 o'clock. I wanted to talk, B, about some bounce-back candidates across the NFL.
All right.
ESPN put together a list. I like when ESPN does this a lot. I find this really useful because ESPN has a reporter with every team in the NFL. Like, here locally, it's John Keim. All our listeners know Keim. You and I know Keim. He does a great job. They have a Keim in every NFL market, and I think they're folks that really understand football and aren't, like, generally hot takey. They're just good old school reporters. Mm-hmm. So they went through and named a bounce back candidate for every player in the NFL. We'll go through the NFC East. You tell me what you think.
All right.
Starting alphabetical order, we'll start with them damn Dallas Cowboys. Begins with Leighton Vander Esch as a bounce back candidate. What went wrong in 2021? Injuries. Vander Esch had one of the best rookie linebacker seasons in recent memory in 2018, yet he has never come close to that form since. The 21 campaign was the first extended stretch in which he stayed healthy, and we finally saw flashes again of the player he was as a rookie. After a 42.7 overall grade through the first 8 weeks, Vander Esch earned a 75.9 overall grade for the final 9 games. Outlook for 22. Excuse me. The more he plays, the better he plays, and having to split time with Keanu Neal early last season did him no favors. Defensive coordinator Dan Quinn said Vander Esch had a great offseason, and his start to training camp was equally impressive. The signing of Anthony Barr should not impact him as much since the two will not play the same position. The addition of Barr means Micah Parsons can play more on the line of scrimmage. Mm. It is interesting to note that Vander Esch has been calling the defenses in camp. He is also as healthy as he's been since his rookie year. Buying or selling a comeback for Vander Esch, B?
If he's healthy, I think it'd be. I'll buy. You know, but the thing about him, he doesn't always remain healthy. So I'm going to be a little skeptical because I think that, you know, this guy seems to not see an injury he can't pick up.
I'm with you on the skepticism train. He's a good player, but we're talking about a guy that's missed time in 2 straight seasons and then last year was – legit bad for about half of it. So, we'll see. New York Football Giants bounce back candidate. Do you want to guess?
I'm going to go with Daniel Jones.
That's a good one, but they went with Saquon Barkley. What went wrong last year?
The right ACL. Is it comeback? Because he wasn't even healthy last year at all.
I will tell you what they say.
Okay.
The right ACL. The right ACL tear Barkley suffered in 2020 still had obvious lingering effects into 21. He was a shell of his former uber-explosive self. Nothing better is exemplified that than his work as a wideout. As a rookie, he broke 31 tackles on 91 receptions and averaged 8 yards per catch. In 21, those numbers fell to 7 broken tackles on 41 receptions with a 6.4 yard per catch average. The home run hitting ability in space simply wasn't there. Outlook for this season. Barkley looks healthier and better this summer than he has in years. Both coach Brian Daboll and quarterback Daniel Jones used the word explosive to describe him this summer. Is expecting rookie year Saquon Barkley realistic? Probably not, but he still has the look of a really good player who is a lot more confident in his body in year two following his torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
Buying or selling, B?
I can buy that. I think like I can say the injury stuff about Saquon too, but Saquon puts in the work. And, you know, I've seen a lot of guys come off of ACL tears and get back. But it does take some time for some people to mentally get out there and just let it go. Because I think over most people that have any type of knee injury and have surgery, they are concerned about the knee instead of just letting themselves play.
Totally. And I think we got to be cognizant of that when Chase Young, Logan Thomas, those guys get back on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hit you with the Eagles now.
Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, bounce back candidate, Lamphill's hometown, James Bradberry. What went wrong? After a career best season in 2020, Bradberry had arguably a career worst campaign in 21. He allowed the highest completion percentage of his 6-year career by a wide margin, 65.2%. It's not too worrisome, however, as his ball production was still there with 4 picks and 13 pass breakups. Outlook for 22. Early signs indicate Bradberry is poised to bounce back. He has had one of the best training camps of any player on the Eagles roster, routinely coming up with pass breakups and making life tough on the likes of Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Bradberry likes it best when he is asked to play a healthy mixture of man and zone coverages, which should be a match for defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon's system. Buying or selling, B?
I'll buy, because he's not on the Giants and he's with the Eagles now. He was in a terrible situation last year, man.
I totally agree. He could play.
His coach was an idiot. Last year, they did not try to sit him. Yeah. They took a guy and tried to make him become something totally different. Now he's on a team where they're going to allow him to utilize his skill set.
Totally agree. I think getting Bradberry late in the offseason when he was released was a great move for the Eagles. I think he could have a big year. I believe the Eagles still have Darius Slay opposite him. And they'll have a really good pass rush. The Giants mm-hmm. didn't generate a ton last year. I think that's a big move. Lamphill, James Bradberry, bounce back year, playing in Philly. You buying or selling?
Well, I certainly hope he has one. We need him. We need him. You know, if we're going to finish ahead of the Commanders, which admittedly, maybe we don't need him to finish ahead of the Commanders because they're so bad.
Oh, Landini. The Commanders' bounce back candidate. I'll give you one guess, B.
Chase Young.
Chase Young. Ready?
Yep.
What went wrong? This one is difficult to pin down. A right ACL tear ended Young's 2021 season against Tampa Bay in Week 10, but he fell well short of expectations prior to that. With his inability to win the edge, the book was out on how to stop him. Tackles were sitting on his bull rush and inside moves. The work and outside move, and Young had no recourse. That is exactly right. Outlook for 2022. Young will miss the season opener and possibly at least 4 games as he recovers from reconstructive surgery on his right knee. When he returns, his coaches hope he abandons a bad habit he fell into last year in which he'd stutter step after starting his pass rush. It impacted his ability to play with violent hands and resulted in ineffective pass rushes. If he focuses on using his quickness off the ball combined with hand strength and attacking one half of the blocker, Young will rebound once healthy.
Right.
Brian Mitchell, you buying or selling the Chase Young comeback this season?
I'm buying it. I buy it because I think they're not – when he starts to play, they're not going to wait till he's gone to start doing different things to allow him to have some success. I think they got very – creative after he got injured last year. And I think now he'll learn. from that stutter step. So why start and then stutter? Because you kind of stop your momentum. If he goes right off the ball, he'll get those guys start backing up real fast. Now you can decide to up and under them or do whatever you want to do with them. But if you stutter, you allow them to get in position to stop you.
Chase Young's advantage, and he has many, but I'd argue perhaps his biggest advantage, size, speed, explosion, athleticism. If I had to pick one word, I would just say athleticism, because he's huge and fast and explosive.
Yeah.
Why slow that down?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, your advantage is your ability to hit the gas. Hit the gas. And then eventually, if you want to work that stutter step in after you've been hitting the gas the whole time, sure.
Yeah.
But hit the gas for a while and then work the stutter step.
No,
but I don't think we need to – I'm not worried about the technique right now and attacking one side of the body rather than trying to go all out, all those things. I think we've got to worry about the injury first. And kind of the conversation we just had with Saquon about, okay, he's all the way back now in year two.
Yeah, does he?
I think we gotta manage expectations.
Yeah, does he come out with the mental strength to just go with it right off the bat, or will he have to work into it? But the question I ask now, and since you started talking, it just popped in my head. He didn't do all that stutter stuff his first year. Could something have been making him do that? And then that injury happened because of something that might have been hindering him prior to it.
What? Say it again. I'm saying
like a possible something could have been ailing him, so he added that little stutter step into it, you know, to try to get the comfort level, or whatever. And the injury that popped up later, could that be all something that worked together? It just popped in my head when you were talking about it. I'm like, well, why was he doing that? Because he didn't do that his first year.
I don't know that answer. I don't think so. There was nothing that would lead me to believe that. Mm-hmm. From last year's training camp. But, I mean, it's possible. Or it's possible, like, people were saying he's got to work on developing moves. Maybe that was the move he wanted to develop, and it didn't work.
We need to take, you that, know?
I don't,
take that one out the arsenal.
Or, like, it could be a secondary move, but it shouldn't be your primary move when you are an explosive athlete.
You want to get them in the backpedal real quick. When you're a speed athlete, what you want to do is use that to your advantage. And the way you use that to your advantage, you come off the ball like your hair's on fire and make them have to get back. And then all of a sudden, when they're going so fast, boom, boom, up and under. And all of a sudden, next time, and I go boom, boom, like I'm up and under, they're going to set way inside, shroom, I go across the top. Because he's strong as hell. You know, so all
right.
That stuff will work with me. I'm just wondering, why would someone do something like that after having all that success the first year by using this explosion? So it just popped in my head. I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's a reasonable question, B, honestly. Jeff Walker.
Jeff is gone. Jeff
well-known.
He's doing the head-to-head
that's
crew.
Right.
He and Scott Jackson, head-to-head.
That's a good line. I'm curious what folks think about Chase Young's bounce back status this year. Chase Young's an elite football player, and I'm a believer in talent. That kid oozes talent. My worry is the injury. I've been clear that he got hurt November 10th last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we see him until Halloween. I think they play I might not have the dates right. I think they play the Packers the 23rd, and I think they play the Colts the 30th of October. I think it's in there is when we see Chase Young back on the field. Mm. And listen, he's making progress. He's running. He's cutting. He's going linear. I'd love to be wrong, but I think they are going to approach this very slowly. And I think that is the right course of action. This is a kid you want to have for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Not about
take
rushing him. Yeah, take your time with him, because if he comes around Halloween and then he goes and gives you 10, 12 years after that, that's cool. You try to rush him back sooner
right.
than that and then he's banged up again, that wouldn't be a good thing. So,
well, because I remember this. Remember he had the hip issue in training camp his rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
And he had the big game. It was week one against Carson Wentz, where he was just a monster, and I think the defense had 7 sacks. And perhaps we've learned that's more on Wentz than it was the Eagles' offensive line. That's a different conversation. He was slowed down significantly after that game. I think the hip thing became more of an issue. And then when he finally kind of got back to full speed, back to full health, the second half of that year, the defense got on a run.
Mm-hmm.
I think no matter what you think of his ability on the field, and I think he has a ton of it. Some people may think otherwise. I think they're nuts. I think this injury is going to take time and significant time, and I think that is what we –
I don't think that's a something that's way out there. I think it's factual that it's going to take time. And you hear that he had to go to the other leg to take something out to repair his injured leg. So I think we all need to just pump our brakes. I mean, the people that are thinking that he's going to be back way, way soon and just explosive off the bat, then they're not being realistic with an injury like that.
I'm with you. A couple other ones I wanted to point out from this ESPN list of guys they consider big bounce-back candidates. We just saw him last weekend. What about Baker Mayfield? Baker was playing hurt all last year and tried to gut through it. I think he had a damn shoulder injury in his throwing shoulder.
Hmm.
And we kind of forget about that as things in Cleveland went sideways, and then this offseason they went and got Deshaun Watson. I'm not the biggest Baker guy, but I think he's better than what we saw last year. This is from ESPN.com about Baker Mayfield. If the Panthers get the 2020 version of Mayfield, they will be big winners. But first, Mayfield has to prove he is good enough to beat out Sam Darnold in their open competition. That's happening. There's no reason to think he won't do that since Mayfield's non-throwing shoulder appears sound now. Plus, Darnold had a chance to prove himself last year at Carolina and failed. Mayfield is in the ideal situation, a QB surrounded by enough offensive talent to prove himself and with a coach also trying to prove himself. You buying or selling the Baker Mayfield comeback, B?
I think based off of the fact that he was injured last year and he's not injured this year, watching him in the early in the game, I can see him being way better than he was last year.
I could too. And I also think this may come across as a hot take, but I've said this before. I think there are good organizations and there are bad organizations in the NFL. Like, look at the teams that are always pretty – like, everybody thinks the Steelers are going to suck this year. Watch them get in the wild card because they got Mike Tomlin, a great organization, and one of the best defenses in football.
Mm-hmm.
I will bet on the Steelers and Tomlin every day because they're organizationally sound top to bottom. Why have the 49ers largely been good for 40 years? Because they have a good organization.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns are a bad organization, man. Let's be real. Like – every time thing people think it's going to be great, it generally goes the other way. I don't offer many opinions on Deshaun Watson, but going out and going for him 4 years after you drafted a quarterback number one overall who has provided decent results is a, you could argue, a Sam Cassell dance type move or the move of a bad organization. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't buy the Browns organizationally, and in turn, I think Baker could maybe rebound in Carolina. One more before we go. I know Lil Hamphill's going to get mad at me. And the injury was non-throwing shoulder for Baker. Pardon me. Alvin Kamara, New Orleans Saints. Last year, in his first season without Drew Brees, Kamara set career lows for yards per carry, rushing touchdowns, receptions, receiving yards, and longest run. After finishing 8th in the team run blocking grade in 2020. So the Saints were really good at run blocking. That fell to 24th. And while Kamara's yards after contact dropped only slightly from 3 to 2.8, his yards per carry declined 4.9 to 3.7 because of poor run blocking. It's harder to run block when you got Jameis Winston and then the cavalcade of clowns that came in after Jameis got hurt when teams could stack the box. Outlook for 22. The Saints had 4 of their 5 starting linemen miss significant time last year, with only guard Cesar Ruiz playing in every game. They also cycled through four different quarterbacks due to injuries. Kamara's only hurdle is whether he'll be suspended for an off-season battery charge. Quarterback Jameis Winston, who has recovered from an ACL tear in his left knee, has made a point to emphasize his accuracy on shorter and intermediate throws, meaning Kamara will get every chance to be utilized as a threat this year. Brian Mitchell, buying or selling the Kamara comeback?
I buy. I buy because the offensive line, I don't expect them to have four people missing all that time again this year. Injuries do happen, but they normally don't happen like back-to-back-to-back years. They normally happen like this year, and then they skip some. So if he has his legitimate offensive line there, Alvin Kamara is too talented to have another subpar year.
B, I might be skeptical, man. Because the O-line should be back. I get that. Jameis is coming back from a knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
What'd we just say about Saquon? What'd we just say about Chase? That might take 2 years. Now, QB isn't the same as edge rusher.
Yeah,
the same
that's
as running
the
back.
Difference. He's just dropping back into space. But Alvin Kamara does it all types of ways. I think if the offensive line is blocking well, he has way more success.
It's also a lot of tread on those tires, dude. He's not an old guy. He's 27. But, B, in the last 4 years, he's had at least 250 touches. In his career, he's never had less than 200. Last year was the highest touches he's ever had. In 13 games, he had 287 touches.
Mm-hmm.
It's
tread on the tires, but you got to realize he is not no big old pounding back. He's a guy who's like out on the edges and getting in one-on-one, things of that nature. I don't see it affecting him. He's not slowing down anytime soon.
We'll see. That's why the games are fun to watch. Yep. We're coming right back. B. Mitchell Finley on the Fan. I have major news.
What's that?
That it is perhaps premature, and I don't really know what the news is, but I have major news. You sitting down, B?
Yep.
My guy, you sitting down, Landfill?
I'm always sitting down.
My guy, Juan Romero, El Poderosito, just tweeted me and Drab a headline from the USA Today. You know what this headline is?
What is that?
A new FDA rule will allow hearing aids to be sold over the counter. Now, why is that a big deal?
Yeah.
Does anybody remember when I bought that penny stock, INND or INDD, whatever the hell it was,
yeah,
that the dude named Boone Jugs,
yeah,
recommended on the Junkies months ago?
Uh-huh. You hadn't sold that stuff yet?
No, B, if you buy $100 worth of something and then all of a sudden it's worth $6, is there any value in selling it? Might as well hold on to it.
Yeah. So what is it now?
I don't know, but I'm going to check it right now.
It's going to end up being a technology.
Dude.
What is it there? 100?
No, it's at 0.028. All right, let's see.
Not a good thing, then.
I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know that I'll be able to pull up my E-Trade account in. Let's get to the bets. Let's do Heard It Here first.
What happened yesterday?
All right, I won again last night. I'm 2-0. That's all I know, Landfill. You know anything else?
I know I lost, even though he didn't pitch well. Patrick Corbin did make it out of the first inning. I'm pretty sure the Nats lost. Patrick Corbin still pitched poorly, though.
Who did I bet?
He did, but not poorly enough for you to hit your anti-Corbin parlay. What about you, B?
I don't remember who I picked, and Jeff's not here to tell me.
I don't either. And Lord knows our planning where Jeff just writes it on a piece of paper that we hope makes it through the week.
Yeah, we hope somebody don't take it.
All right, I'm putting my pick in tonight. You ready?
All right, let's go.
I like the Atlanta Braves at home against the Mets with Max Scherzer on the bump. It's a ballsy pick, baby, but I like it. I'm going to take the run line, though. I'm getting +1.5.
You're taking the Braves?
What about you, B? I'm taking the Braves +1.5. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the Mets straight up.
What a hater.
Hey, man.
Hater in the house.
You know, you and Jeff, y'all do it like that, but you call me the hater. Oh, man.
I'm what do you got, Landfill?
And I'm going to take the Dodgers as well. Parlay. I got to fight my way out of this hole I'm in.
I also need to fight my way out of a hole, so I'm going to be taking a parlay as well. I'm going to take the Cubs money line. I'm also going to take the Benfica money line in the Champions League qualifiers. Benfica and the Cubs.
I believe that's a Turkish soccer team.
You would be wrong about that. It's a Portuguese soccer team.
Okay. Live update on my INND stock. You guys ready for this?
Let's go.
Yeah. What was it at when you bought it?
No. I want to tell you that today it has made a 28% gain. 28% in one day.
Yeah, but still, how far are you from where you started with that gain?
Listen, if the Commanders can tell you about the greatest season ticket season sales they've had.
That's why
we're not
talking to the Commanders. We're talking to JP, Jupu Fimbu.
Okay. I'll tell you tomorrow. We got to go. Here comes Nats Baseball.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.